Stanley Patrick Weber will serve the rest of his life in federal prison. The former Indian Health Service's pediatrician was convicted earlier this year of raping and sexually assaulting boys who were his patients at Pine Ridge IHS. Weber was sentenced in Rapid City Federal Court on Monday, February 10th. In crafting the sentence, federal judge Jeffrey Viken considered the lifelong damage done to each victim. Stanley Weber's lawyers said their client is a 71-year-old man and the taxpayer shouldn't have to pay for his geriatric care. Therefore, they asked Judge Viken to depart from federal sentencing guidelines and not impose a life sentence. The judge responded that the pre-sentence report showed Weber to be in good health, and he noted that the federal prison system has excellent health care. And then the judge made it clear that the sentence was not about Weber. It was about the victims. Judge Viken imposed 5 life sentences and 3 15-year sentences, all the maximum allowed under law for each count, all to be served consecutively or end-to-end. And he fined Weber $800,000 or $100,000 for each count. Judge Viken also ruled that the sentences for the Pine Ridge crimes are to run consecutively to the 18 years Weber is serving for his 2018 convictions in Montana. Assistant U.S. Attorney Sarah Collins was the lead prosecutor at the Rapid City trial. She says Judge Viken listened to Montana victims who were brought to South Dakota to testify and heard how damaged they also were by Weber's crimes.
I think he wanted to make sure that the judge's sentence up there was accounted for with them, and these were wholly separate, which I think sends, again, that message that each one of their individual harm and suffering gets its own punishment.
The U.S. Attorney for South Dakota was present at the sentencing, as he was for the trial. After the hearing, Ron Parsons says Weber suffered another setback on the same day.
Today, actually, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the sentence in Montana in a decision released this morning.
At sentencing, Weber did not speak on his own behalf. There's a possibility he'll appeal his South Dakota trial in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, and so he has to guard against incriminating himself. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.